Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is poised to set up a commission to probe the January 6th occupation on the Capitol. House Democrat leadership has scheduled votes on two bills stemming from the Capitol incident. The votes come as a series of confrontations on Capitol Hill have rattled lawmakers. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is attempting to shut down another oil pipeline as America is experiencing a major gas shortage. The Democrat governor says the pipeline has pumped crude oil through the cross-section of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron for 70 years. Whitmer described the two 4.5-mile sections of pipe as a ticking time bomb. The New York Yankees have another positive COVID-19 test, this one involving a staff member, manager Aaron Boone said before their game against the Orioles on Sunday. The Yankees have had 9 total positives with the organization since Monday, 3 coaches, 5 staffers, and shortstop Gleyber Torres. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
A suspect has been arrested in the slaying of a 4-year-old boy whose body was found on a neighborhood street in Dallas, Texas. 18-year-old Darian Brown has been charged with kidnapping and theft. The Dallas Police Department said in a statement, investigators anticipate more charges when results from forensics get back to them. A New Jersey cop was busted Sunday for running a meth lab out of his house, prosecutors announced Sunday. Christopher Walls, 50 years old, a longtime member of the Long Beach Police Department, was arrested after a domestic disturbance call to his home. Cops allegedly found the ingredients and equipment for making meth in the basement.
Miss Universe competition is... Viva Mexico!
After more than a year delay due to the coronavirus pandemic, the Miss Universe competition was finally held Sunday at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. Miss Mexico, Andrea Meza, wowed the judges with her beauty and brains. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let's get a COVID-19 mask mandate update with Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
The CDC released new guidance last week regarding mask wearing for those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, saying that they no longer needed to wear masks indoors in most settings. But as businesses now adapt to the new mandates, there's still some confusion over what people should do. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they're not asking businesses to police who is and isn't vaccinated in their establishments. She tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's more important for them to make it easy for their employees to get vaccinated.
We are asking people to be honest with themselves. If they are vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are safe. If they are not vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are not safe. And what we're asking businesses to do, probably the most important thing that businesses could do right now, is to work to ensure that it's easy for their own employees to get vaccinated and to give them the time that they need so that they can make those appointments and get themselves vaccinated so those people in those businesses are safe.
A number of national retailers have announced that they're dropping their mask mandates inside their stores. Walmart, Trader Joe's, Joe's and Starbucks are just a few of the companies dropping their mask requirements, but some businesses have said that they'll be keeping their policies in place for now. Home Depot and Kroger's say they'll continue to require customers to wear masks in their stores, while CVS and Walgreens say they're reviewing their policies.
Disney World and other U.S. amusement parks updated their mask policy this week. Masks have been made optional in outdoor areas and pool decks at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thanks for joining in. All hands are required. It is an us kind of thing because it's a we the people kind of thing, which means all of us. We are the governed, and we've agreed to be governed by a bit of madness and chaos. I guess about 30%. Say that everything's fine, which is amazing to me. I'm not sure what world they're in, because I guess maybe if you're, you know, self-involved, maybe you think it's okay. But when I look over the landscape and I see all the travail that our fellow citizens are going through, I don't get there. I'm sorry. Bill Federer joins us now. Bill is the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch. Hey, Bill, we often get so far into the topic that we never really get a chance to talk about the American Minute that you're so faithfully putting out every day, and all for a subscription, which is, I think last time I checked, you're just such a nice guy because you're such a giver. You just make it available to us. That's very kind of you.
Well, hey, thank you, Bill. So it's taking our American history and breaking it into little daily bite-sized doses. It has pictures. It has all kinds of inspiring quotations from the person or the topic that's being talked about. And I always try to weave in pointing to faith and have that be an inspiring aspect to the American Minute.
Because at the basis of our country is faith. Bill, I don't know how you disassociate the two. I know some people are trying very hard to do that, but it's nonsensical because it still comes back to, but for the hand of God, as George Washington put it in so many words, you wouldn't have an America.
Yeah, there's a great quote from Eisenhower, and he said, "Recognition of the Supreme Being is the first, the most basic expression of Americanism." So anyone that studies history and nations knows that there has to be some common purpose for a group of people to gather together. It's, a threat of invasion, but maybe it's a common language or some economic reason. But ultimately, there is a purpose for the people. And in our case, according to Eisenhower, it's that we all believe in God. Now, Eisenhower lived at a time when 96% of the country was Christian, around 2% Jewish, and, maybe a couple percent atheist or other. And so when he was referring to God or the Supreme Being, he's obviously referring to the God of the Bible. He was raised in a Christian home and, passed out Gideon's New Testaments to all the soldiers in the military and the Book of Psalms. So this idea of...
Might be a little bit tougher to do that today, but back then you could do that, right?
Yeah, and then the Cold War started, and the socialists had a tactic of divide and conquer. So you break people into different groups that they identify with more than they identify with the country. And so they would break them into economic groups. Karl Marx made it a class war. But they would broaden and break into religious groups, Sunni, Shiite, Orthodox. Or they would break them into ethnic groups, Bosnian, Croat, Serbs. Or they would break them into racial groups, blacks, whites, Asian, so forth. And then you would get people to identify with these groups more than identifying with the nation, and you would pit these groups against each other to create tension in Eastern Europe, you know, Romania, Bulgaria, you know, all these different Serbia, and then they would orchestrate protests that they would escalate into riots and violence and bloodshed, and then people would begin to get rid of all logic and just be emotionally driven. And then they would co-opt the media with bribes and threats to blame the existing leader of the country for all the problems. And then they would nurture weak links in the compromised military. And then they would do a coup or a rigged election. And they would replace the leader with a Soviet puppet.
Nothing new under the sun. Bill, you see all this playing out here in our country. And with all the history that you're so familiar with, I mean, does this just bring you to your knees every night and just say, God, if you don't redeem us, if you don't come in and intervene here, we're going to go the way of other nations?
Yeah, I definitely pray every night for that. You know, one of the things I found interesting was, how do you sell an idea to a nation? In the 1800s, you had Wells Fargo Wagon and Sears Catalog, and they would list every single little item about a product. And then the early 1900s, with magazines and with advertisements, they came up with a new way of marketing, and it was making it look like everybody's using a product. And they would not list what's in the product. A classic example, Crisco oil. What is Crisco? Nobody knew. They actually invented a term.
It's like Velveeta cheese. What the heck is in Velveeta cheese? I don't understand it. To me, that's a mystery for the ages. Maybe when we get to heaven, Jesus is going to explain that to us.
Hey, well, Crisco oil is made out of cottonseed oil. I mean, down south, they would have cotton, and they would be piles of these little black seeds. And somebody decided to press them into this gunky oil that they use for machinery and factories, but then decided to boil it and make it white. And they would have a marketing campaign of ladies serving their food to a happy family with a jar of Crisco oil in the advertisement. Right. Nobody knew what was in it, yet it was so successful it put out of business the lard industry. Wow. And so here you go from listing what's in the product to not listing it. It's just a marketing campaign. And then you have 1938, the radio drama War of the Worlds, and Orson Welles, we interrupt this program to announce that New Jersey has been invaded by Martians. And everybody in the country immediately panics, runs outside, looks up in the sky for spaceships. And this idea of not just marketing a product to a whole nation, but now you could have fear instantly go across the entire nation and motivate people to act a certain way. Exactly. And then you have World War II, and you have Joseph Goebbels in Europe, Nazi, and he puts it all together, and he'd orchestrate these 100,000-person Colosseum events with all the pageantry, and everyone would see everyone else giving the Hitler salute. And they would feel pressured to fit in with the crowd, and they would give the Hitler salute, right?
Exactly.
And then with the fear of the war, everybody would give up their reason and just get into this emotional frenzy of, you know, okay, we're just going to do what we're told. This was studied after the war with the Solomon-Ash conformity experiment done on college campuses, where they would pull 8 students into a room. I know I probably talked about this before. And 7 had been paid.
It's okay. It all dovetails in, Bill. I mean, this is the thing that's amazing to me. What's consistent all the way through is that if you're not looking to God and trusting in God, and He is the source of all truth, and you let your emotions knock you off balance, you're going to be imprisoned. I mean, you're going to be enslaved here. And this is what's happened. This is a vicious cycle that continues to go on. And the scary thing is that for those of us that know the Word of God and we see how this is playing out in today's America, it's shocking. And it's like we want to scream from the rooftops here. You know, you think you got a better way and you turn your back on God. And guess what happens? You're paying the price. And it's not just you. It's your kids and your grandkids and your legacy ahead of you. We've got more from Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our website, BillMartinezShow.com, right there for you. All the information, a compilation, just an incredible archive of interviews from our great guests like Bill Fetter. And it's right there. We're givers, so it's absolutely free. Just download it, share it with your friends, your neighbors, family. Get the good word out as we continue to stay committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And as we were saying earlier with Bill, the consistent theme throughout any demise of a culture is an abandonment of truth. And before truth, it's abandonment of God. Because once you abandon, I mean, God is the source of all truth, Bill Fetter. And if you turn your back on God, then what are you left with? You're left with man's opinion, man's ideas, really? I mean, you know, given the opportunity, I mean, you can have God's wisdom, God's truth, or you get Joe Biden's wisdom and truth. It's not even fair. But this is really what it comes down to, is that we choose something other than the King of the universe, God Almighty himself, the maker of heaven and earth. Because we think we know better. We were talking about your American Minute. And again, I'm so grateful for what you do, Bill, and your passion for history. And you give us these tidbits. And just tell everybody really quickly how they can sign up for your American Minute and be on your list.
Super. Well, it's AmericanMinute.com. AmericanMinute.com. I have about 25 books and lots of DVDs and CDs of that you can get that give my slant on history from spending 30 years reading and researching. But I do send out a daily email that you can sign up for, AmericanMinute.com. Today's one is on Irving Berlin and God Bless America.
I love this. Perfect. I love this. This is great. Tell us about this one.
Well, people are familiar with Fiddler on the Roof and the Jews and the Russians being driving them out. And so a Jewish family moves to New York. Russian Jews, the father was a rabbi, and they have a four-year-old son named Irving Berlin, and he volunteers and serves in the U.S. Infantry as a sergeant in World War One. After the war, he's a musician, and he writes some of the most famous songs, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, that was turned into a movie, White Christmas, and Remember and Always, and Alexander's Ragtime Band, There's No Business Like Show Business. These were all very popular Easter parade, but he wrote God Bless America. And he was patriotic. He wrote a movie, a Broadway musical, This is the Army, that was turned into a 1943 movie starring Ronald Reagan. And so it helped launch Ronald Reagan's career. He gets the Medal of Merit from Harry S. Truman, 1945, for his extraordinary service as creator and producer of the musical review, This is the Army. Mm-hmm. So they understood that patriotism was birthed out of this common unity, and people were stirred in their hearts through music and theater that tugged on their heartstrings, that helped them to realize why they loved America so much. And of course, that's why the socialists wanted to target those mediums of industry and entertainment in Hollywood so they could pervert it. Anyway.
Exactly. Just a minute here. I just want to pause for just a second and have people consider this. This is a Russian immigrant who has written America's catalog of music and freedom and liberty. Again, another pause moment, Salem moment to understand people outside of this country that were not born here, they're immigrants, they come here, and they so appreciate the freedom and the liberties that are the result of this God-given idea and vision. I mean, this just blows me away. And when people think that, you know, that we're anything other than a nation of immigrants, it's like you don't know our history. So why don't you go read a history book and figure it out and then come back and let's have that conversation, Bill Fetter.
Yeah, I tell people it's the difference between hardware and software. So you are comparing computers, and one is red and the other is green. And I come up to you and I say, hey, the green ones are better than the red. It's like, well, doesn't it matter, like, you know, what software is running on the computer? No, it's just the color of the outside. It's like, no, what matters is what software is running on the computer. So you go up to people and say,
exactly.
Hey, you know, white people or black people or yellow people or red people, one's better than the other. It's like, it doesn't matter what color the skin is. What matters is what software is going on in their brain. Is it the Christian software? Love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Turn the other cheek. Forgive and you'll be forgiven. Or is it a selfish one where it's okay for me to beat you up and smash your store if I think I'm achieving some agenda? And so the battle is who gets to load the software in the next generation's brains, right? And so there is Yes. Those that want to put the gospel values in there, and those that want to put corrupted files and malware and spyware and viruses and all kinds of twisted stuff onto people's minds. And then you wonder why they act weird, you know, and disrespectful and mean. It's like, well, let's examine.
And why people are so passionate. And why people are so passionate about, you know, the Christian software being in the minds of our young people, because the evidence is clear over time, Bill. You know, as God even said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And this is what we have found experientially, those of us of faith. And the others that have come up with this theory that, you know, even their empirical data demonstrates death and destruction, whereas the empirical data for Christianity and faith is life and redemption.
Yeah, and forgiveness and love. And so anyway, God bless
mercy.
Irving Berlin wrote it during World War I, but he didn't publish it until prior to World War II, 1938, Armistice Day. It was sung by Kate Smith. He liked her singing so much, he exclusively had her sing it. And she sang it in 1940, guess what, at both the Democrat National Convention and the Republican National Convention. Can you imagine the same woman singing the same song, God Bless America, at both conventions in 1940? And then she's so the proceeds of this popular song, Irving Berlin donated to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. Now, back then, the Boy Scouts had in their oath, do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and it ends by keeping myself physically fit, mentally awake, and morally straight. Right, so they believed in being straight. Girl Scouts also mentioned to do my duty to God and my country. Eisenhower gave Irving Berlin in 1954 the Congressional Gold Medal, quote, in recognition of his service and composing many popular songs, including God Bless America. And Irving Berlin told Eisenhower, to me, God Bless America was not just a song, but an expression of my feeling toward the country to which I owe what I have and what I am. So as you mentioned, he was an immigrant that adopted the software here. So it's been sung by all the different popular people, you know, Bing Crosby, Gene Autry, Celine Dion, Leanne Rimes, you know, West Point Choir. John Wayne had a televised celebrity ensemble where every single from Lucille Ball, Jack Benny, they would each, Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash, they would each sing one little line of the song, and then they would just compile it all into one. Dick Martin, and when the World Trade Center was attacked, all the congressmen got together. Congressman Mike Castle from Delaware said, in the aftermath of 9/11, Republicans and Democrats burst into song on the same name by God Bless America by Irving Berlin on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. It was a slogan for peace. And
amen. Irving Berlin was honored by, you know, by several presidents, not only Eisenhower, I say several too. Well, you know, Harry Truman, as you mentioned earlier, gave him the Army's Medal of Merit in 45 for that movie that Ronald Reagan starred in. This is the Army, right?
Yeah. And then there's the first verses to the song that are very touching. It says, when the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us all swear allegiance to the land that's free. Let us all be grateful for land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. And then it's God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night for the light from above. And anyway, now it is interesting.
And we sing the refrain. Most people remember the refrain, but they don't remember the first verse like that, Bill. So I'm glad you shared that. Go ahead. We got 20 seconds left.
So World War I also had Harry S. Truman, and we didn't have time, maybe another time, but he's the one who had a Jewish friend serving in the war with him, Eddie Jacobson. After the war, they start a clothing store in Kansas City, and then when Truman becomes president, there is the opportunity of the president.
Well, it's right there.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-501-HIT. That's 800-501-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-501-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is poised to set up a commission to probe the January 6th occupation on the Capitol. House Democrat leadership has scheduled votes on two bills stemming from the Capitol incident. The votes come as a series of confrontations on Capitol Hill have rattled lawmakers. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is attempting to shut down another oil pipeline as America is experiencing a major gas shortage. The Democrat governor says the pipeline has pumped crude oil through the cross-section of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron for 70 years. Whitmer described the two 4.5-mile sections of pipe as a ticking time bomb. The New York Yankees have another positive COVID-19 test, this one involving a staff member, manager Aaron Boone said before their game against the Orioles on Sunday. The Yankees have had 9 total positives with the organization since Monday, 3 coaches, 5 staffers, and shortstop Gleyber Torres. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. It's also great to have the one and only Lou Euler. He is back. It's been a while, and so he's a little ornery because he hasn't had anybody talk to for a while. So we got a lot to get caught up on because it's just been, you know, there's been no relief here, Lou. It just seems to be getting worse and worse. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
you talk about the proof being in the pudding. I mean, it's like, how much proof do we need? We've had 100 miserable days, and all these decisions and policies, executive orders that President Biden have enacted, you know, have ended up harming this country. And in this colonial pipeline episode just brings more to the forefront what these geniuses are doing, you know, to the American people.
It is an amazing tragedy. And then to have the foreign affairs side of the equation disrupt into combat between the Israel crowd and Palestinians is something that never would have happened under Trump. Mm-hmm. But this is the world is coming apart because right. America is not leading.
Well, it's being perceived as rather weak, and understandably so. I mean, Trump had teed up a Middle East peace for Joe Biden. We had 5 Arab nations, as you'll recall, ready to sign an accord, a peace accord with Israel. And so the American people, in our own genius attitude and myopic understanding of what was going to happen in foreign policy, elect Joe Biden the president, and that peace accord, those 5 peace movements go by the wayside.
Iran is empowered. A Biden administration is talking with Iran, trying to make nice and give them money, empowering them. Meanwhile, they have distributed Hamas has called better rockets, for them to unleash on Tel Aviv and other parts of Israel. Thank you very much.
Yes. No, it's a world gone crazy without leadership from the U.S., and so we have to figure out how to restore order. And, of course, right now one of the key issues is the election process for the future. And H.R. 1 and S. 1 and the effort of the left, the Biden crowd, to corrupt that process permanently in favor of the liberals. And we must stand tall and help stop that nonsense.
Yeah, if Liz Cheney was going to expend some political capital, why didn't she at least lead a charge to investigate what happened in the 2020 elections? No, what we're going to do is just call President Trump a liar, align ourselves with the Biden administration, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and give them cover so that they can pass H.R. 1 in the House and, deal with S1, try to get this through the Senate so that they could federalize our elections. And in other words, make legal all these shenanigans that they got away with in 2020.
Yes. And, under the cover of COVID, they turned Election Day into an election month. And that is directly opposite what the founders wanted. They wanted a single election day. They wanted everybody to have the same information when they went to the polls and have a few people vote via mail, avoid the polls because they may have been absent or ill. But this nonsense of massive mail by mail is an avenue to the worst fraud, and we've already seen that, and we must stop it.
Well, there's been no big surprise. I mean, there's been studies, done time and again over the past decades about mail-in voting and what it would do and how rife with fraud. And all, like you said, under the cover of COVID, we went where fools fear to tread. And then we wonder why, people are questioning the legitimacy of a Joe Biden presidency because the numbers don't add up, and we haven't gotten further support by the third arm of government, the Supreme Court, to really be fervent and diligent in getting down to the bottom of all this. I was sharing with somebody else, Lou, it's kind of like, when there's a plane crash, the FAA is extremely diligent in finding out exactly what happened, because you can't do anything about that plane that's crashed, but you can do something about the planes in the future and how they can learn from what happened in the crash so they don't reproduce it and cause another accident, right? But no, not this government. We don't do that. We don't break it down. We say, well, we don't want this to happen again. Okay, well, what are you doing about it? You're fussing and fighting, and then you're spending and wasting all this time on HR1 and S1 instead of answering the big question that's out there right now, is what happened in 2020? Did we in fact have a legitimate election process? And I don't want to hear from CNN or MSNBC or Joy Behar on The View that it was a legitimate election.
That's absolutely right. The data as it accumulated demonstrated how corrupt the process was, and so we must avoid that in the future, and the only way to assure it is to make sure that H.R. 1, S1 do not pass and do not change what the Constitution requires. The Constitution says it is the state legislatures that will provide the direction, and that's what we've got to have.
I don't understand how they're doing this without an amendment, because this goes square against the Constitution. This is not going to hold water. You've already had attorney generals, I think over a dozen, that have written to the Democrats, have written to the leadership and said, don't do this. This is not going to pass constitutional muster.
You bet. And you're absolutely right. It is now time for the United States Supreme Court to stand tall when called upon to make sure that the laws and the basis of our Constitution are maintained directly and clearly for the people of the country.
Well, look at the irresponsibility of these elected officials to waste the people's money, Lou. Here it is. Instead of going through the process and getting an amendment, they're trying to ramrod this through with H.R. 1 and S1 instead of doing, you know, look at, you know, amend the Constitution then. You know, let's change it. But no, you're going to go and impose your will on this at what expense? How many millions of dollars is it going to cost the American people to go after this boondoggle?
Yes, yes. And when you put together all the pieces that have failed under Biden so quickly, the border problem that just gets worse and worse, mm-hmm. The failure of our gasoline supply, cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline, the price of gasoline for average Americans, the chaos in the streets that continues. This is not a well-led nation,
no.
And something has to change in Washington, or Washington has to get out of the way and let the states and local governments do their job to straighten America out again, put us on the right road.
Well, we had Nikki Gosar on earlier, Lou, and she says, you know, she was before a Senate subcommittee and going, why are you creating a law instead of just enacting, enforcing the laws that are in play right now? I mean, they do the job. So why don't you do that? But no, politicians, they've got to be political, and they've got to come up with stuff to make it more complicated to somehow justify their existence and to keep their constituency quiet instead of enforcing the law. They just create, let's just, you know, reinvent the wheel one more time because we're so brilliant,
you know,
right?
That's right. You know, as you and I have talked in the past, what we're observing is the corruption of common sense.
Mm.
Common sense America that was based upon people who made their own way and didn't rely on government as the source of income, etc., is the hallmark of this experiment in self-government, and we must return to it and must make that our first order of business, a common sense return to America.
Amen. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how can people be in touch?
They can go to our website at limittaxes.org and get involved, and we need them to get involved.
Thank you, Lou.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Is here 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Robin Chambers is with us, Executive Director of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. Robin, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's always a joy.
Well, and I'll tell you, this is really a perfect time in sense that it's after Mother's Day. So after the flowers, the chocolates have been taken up, the scramble for, you know, if you can have lunch or dinner with mom and let her know that she's so special. What about those moms that probably Mother's Day didn't meet the expectation? What bit of advice do you have for them?
Mother's Day can be, you're right, I'm so thankful that you're bringing this up. Mother's Day can often be really difficult. You know, I'm going to use a personal example. I have a sister who dealt with infertility for many years, and Mother's Day was really, really hard. Mm. And in fact, she stopped going to church on Mother's Day because she said, you know, when the pastor say, oh, every mother, stand up. You know, she said, and here I am grieving, you know, that I haven't been able to have this baby. And so I think what I would say is that there are, you know, there's so many women who have dealt with either an infant loss, a miscarriage, or that infertility, or thinking about, Bill, you know, I think about birth mamas, you know, moms who've made that amazing selfless decision to make an adoption plan and place that baby. And I had a young woman who said, Robin, I didn't know if I should stand up. And so I think just being really cognizant of those mamas in our either our neighborhoods or in our churches, and just letting them know that they are valuable, that they are loved, and just being really sensitive to the pain that can come. Or even someone who recently lost a mom through COVID or some other unfortunate, you know, death, just being really cognizant that there's some grief that goes along with the celebration as well.
And God knows that, and this is why I encourage people to remember, once a mom, always a mom. Once a daughter, once a son, always a daughter, always a son. Mm-hmm. My mom passed away, about 3 years ago, and I am so grateful, and I celebrate my parents. I was so blessed on so much of an incredible measure, and I see today what some of the children, some of the family dynamics that is taking place, and my prayer prayer, Robin, is that we hit a reset here and we go back to first principles and understanding, you know, why God created the family to begin with. I mean, it's interesting to hear about, you know, your sister, right? Your sister that was grieving about infertility. And I was just reading this morning of the story of Hannah. You know, there she is. She's going to the temple and she's just crying out her heart for God because, you know, she just wasn't able to deliver. Now, the other wife was able to. And of course, she kind of rubbed it into her face. So that didn't help matters either. Nonetheless, God, of course, blessed her and gave her Samuel. And her prayer was that if God would bless her, then she would turn her son over, or, you know, it was a boy, to turn him over to serve the Lord, which is incredible because when you think about, you know, the culture at that point in time, the significance of children, especially a male figure, you know, to take care of their parents in their older age, right?
Oh, exactly. I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of my favorite scriptures. And I think because we should all do that, shouldn't we say to the Lord when we have that joy of being a parent, that I'm going to raise them, you know, in the knowledge of Christ and who they are in Christ. And then you do give them back over and say, now use them for your great name and not us. And so thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. You know, it's just that, look at all these stories that we have in them. They're there for a reason. And to bless us, as God says, look at, I got great plans for you. Trust me. I really have great plans. Not to do you any harm, only to do you good, to give you a hope and a future. And if we can live in the context of God's promises, Robin, what a difference. And, you know, of course we grieve for, you know, even that young girl saying, you know, do I count because I made that selfless decision and realizing that, you know, I just was ill prepared. I could not handle a child, but I didn't want to murder that child. I wanted to, you know, what do you want to say? Respect life and give that option, give that, you know, child an option. But, you know, she's still a mom, you know.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we did this year that I'm so excited about. And, you know, Bill, I'll have to invite myself back.
Yeah,
so
right.
One of the things that we did that I'd love to update you on, you know, in a couple of months,
yes.
We sent several of the necklaces to pregnancy centers. And it's it literally is just this little sunflower. And you open it up and it says, you're valuable, you are loved, you're beautiful.
Oh,
and we wanted the pregnancy centers to give that to those mamas who are coming in there, regardless, like you said, of that decision, and let them know they are valuable because of who they are in Christ. And then that means that child inside of them is just as valuable and just as loved. And
oh,
so we are excited just to see, you know, how that kind of impacts those young women. Because there are some that have never been told that. They've never been told, you are a daughter of the Most High King. Look at what you know, he's done with you, and your life has purpose. Your life is valuable. And that's why we're so passionate about the life that she's carrying.
Exactly.
And so I know it's just a little something, but you know, some of those young women have never been given a gift.
Yeah.
And we just want them to know that we are, we're here for the mamas as well.
I got to order some for you. From you. I mean, you send me a box load. Whatever we can do, I'll send you. I'll pay for them. Get them here because we service and we participate with an organization here in Florida called CareNet. And I would love to be able to bless these young girls and these families with something like that. That is really awesome. And yes, you're always, you know that. The welcome mat right there, it says, welcome, Robin Chambers, always here at the radio show. So
that would be
a blessing to get a follow up on that. So if there's any available and anything that I can do, I would love to serve as a conduit, you know, for these bracelets to these young girls on the East Coast in Florida as well. So just let me know if that's at all doable. I'd love to partner with you on that end because look at the thing about Mother's Day, and I think for some, you know, with some guys, you know, and the husband units and that sort of thing that are involved, sometimes a lot of pressure on guys to meet expectation. But, you know, my attitude has always been, and I don't mean this just because you and I are talking or to be hyperbolic about it. But, you know, Mother's Day, at least in my family, was every day was Mother's Day. We just so appreciated our mom. I mean, you know, somebody that raises nine kids.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You go, hey, all honor and glory. And she was just such a special woman, and what she exampled to us in serving her husband and nine kids, an amazing woman. And there are so many other mothers. I mean, all mothers have that, you know, have that heart. And, you know, maybe sometimes, you know, because we're all humanoids and we fall short of our intent and expectations are not met. But, hey, look, we can determine and be intentional this year to do something a little bit different, even post Mother's Day, that, you know, extends this special commemoration, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, I love that thought of being every day. And so, you know, challenging your listeners and our constituency to look at the, especially the single mamas in our communities. How can we serve them year round? How can we come alongside? And maybe it's, you know, maybe it's my husband playing catch with the little guy down the street whose mama is a single mom and working crazy long hours. You know, just something that you can do every single day. I have a dear friend going through a really terrible divorce right now. And there's several of us that have come alongside to support her. And one is a gentleman I work with, and he comes over and he does what he calls the guy things. You know, I'm going to mow her lawn and I'm going to put blinds up. And those are the types of things that we can do every single day. It doesn't have to be just one day a year.
Right. And again, looking for that opportunity, as you said earlier, Robin, to share the love of God. I mean, you know, when you think about it, when people find themselves in these kind of, you know, trials and tough times of life, to be the manifestation of the love of God. And you might say, hey, look, it's not in me. Well, we know it's not in you. But, you know, God gives that to us, and we're to be a conduit. And when I say it's not in you, maybe because you don't feel like it. And but that's okay. But if you look to God, and He will fill you with that love, and you'd be surprised that you could be, you know, that conduit of that aptly spoken word, right?
Absolutely. And you're right. It's not in us, but Christ is in us, and we serve out of what He's done for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Robin, you know, is. Kind of as we wrap things up, we got a little bit over a minute and a half left here. You know, what's your bit of encouragement for, you know, our listeners in summary of, you know, after Mother's Day, you know, how do we continue to go on and, you know, honor our parents, which the Bible is clear. You know, when we honor them, boy, I'll tell you, the payback. And the thing is amazing. The payback, it doesn't come from another human. It comes from God Himself. He gives us a great promise, right?
Absolutely. And my encouragement would be just that. It's just, you know, one of the things I think that COVID and the quarantine time has taught me, it's allowed me to slow down and pay attention, you know. And so looking at those around us that maybe need just an extra, maybe an extra encouragement, maybe a note, a meal, brownies on the doorstep, you know,
yeah,
whatever that
exactly.
is. And just, you know, not just to look down at what, you know, what we're doing and to look outward and see how we can serve. And like you said, it comes from who we are in Christ. And we can be that cup of cool water sometimes for a really hurting world. And so look out, look up, and see how you can impact those around you.
Robin Chambers with Focus on the Family. She's the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children. Thank you, Robin. God bless.
Thank you so much, and God bless you as well.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.